Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks! What's going on, and welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today, I'm joined once again, Kevin Patrick.
I think I got the record. Being here the most.
Yeah, well, you're like almost my only friend around here, so.
Yeah, you're a loser.
Yo, long time, haven't been in on the mic.
Yeah, you have not been on the mic, but neither have I. Took a little hiatus.
Yeah, well, the thing is with me, especially with this podcast, is that like when I take like hiatuses and shit, it's hard for me to like start back up, you know?
And then you're finding the right time, you're finding subject matter, you're trying to get your flow back. I feel like I'm rusty just talking to you.
Well, this time I kind of just got lazy. Like, so the reason I took, July, August, September, October, now it's November.
Why. School.
Yeah, I started school and I was Zuko.
Relationships.
Yeah. You know the whole game.
Yeah, you know, living life.
And then after all that, because like now, like I don't have, like I'm not currently taking any classes right now, but I was. But then, and then I don't have to. The puppy's like less maintenance now than he was before.
He's kind of rowdy right now, but he will go on the side and do his own thing. But and then, that's the perfect time to do your podcast.
What do you mean?
When you got all that shit going on.
Well, the thing is, also what sucks is that I did like this summer. So I basically stopped in like the middle, like towards the end of summer.
You had a hot girl summer,
and then I did mad shit this summer, and I was like, yo, like I have.
Content.
Yeah, like mad stuff that I could have like sit here and talk, screamed at the wall about, you know. So I think that the last time I was home, that's when I was at Cody and Caleb,
which was a pretty good episode. I like that one. Yeah. I caught up on everything now from A to Z, and for some right now you just told me this week there's lost tapes.
Yeah, because we were talking, so you said you listened to everything, but I was like, nah, you haven't gone underground, you know what I'm saying? Like you haven't gone underground, and there's more like, because I used to do this podcast on SoundCloud, and I have to shoot you the links. I'm pretty sure they're still out there. I know where to get them. But like there's like, I did like five, I think, it was like five or something like that episodes that like I did that are not on Apple Podcast.
And then plus also the B-sides you have out there.
Yeah, I got a ton of B-sides. Super horny, by the way.
Super horny?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Because the thing is, what happens is I'll sit here with like my friends or whatever, and we'll be drinking like all... Because we'll drink before the episode. We'll drink during the episode. And then like once whoever I'm talking to is like, oh, this is fun. And now we're both drunk. And then it just turns into like...
Okay, I wish you could see my face right now, because I'm looking at him like, are you just recording you having an orgy with your friends? Like, got the mic in someone's vagina?
I mean, that would be...
Got the dick slapping?
That's for OnlyFans.
This AMS fucking orgy?
ASMR? What did you call it?
AMS. What the fuck is AMS?
Assignment Management System.
Oh, damn.
Dang, you drinking the Kool-Aid too much. But now, this summer, yeah, I did a lot of shit. Like, I went to...
To a wedding
this summer. Yeah, dude, I was in a wedding. Went to Denver.
You went to San Diego.
San Diego.
Went back home again for the bachelor party.
Yeah. Had a whole fucking bachelor party. I did so much fucking stuff. Bachelor parties are fun though, dude. Like that was my first, because this is my first time being like in an actual wedding party, and so it was obviously my first time being in a bachelor party, and like It was like this time it was like a joint like bachelorette party.
Yeah,
it was fun though, dude.
But like, you know,
I did talk about that.
I'm just talking about your whole overall summer been busy.
Yeah,
your boys came out. They made you go to a pool.
Yeah, and that cost $1 million.
Which, if anyone listening in Vegas, it's a real big deal to go to a pool. It's like kind of like a day club. You go there, you flex off, you chilling with your bros or, you know, your hoes, what have you. And you're just sitting there trying to flex with them, you know, having stacks on, or sitting there on the table for no reason.
Yeah.
Did you have stacks? Bottles? No.
Well, I did. It's funny because I did. So I brought a like one of those like exercise bands, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
I brought it as a joke, just to like as a douchebag like bro thing to just be like, you know, getting the pump in.
I mean.
But like also like it turned into I also did that when I was in Ocean City for the bachelor party too. But the joke turned into like.
Real
serious, yeah. Like people were like, "Yo, let me get that.
You know, let me get swole." She's looking at me. Yeah, I just wanted to see
because you're out, dude. Because like the day club is out here. Like it's like a prereq that you have to be like smoking hot to work there. You know, like
you got. I mean, nobody want to see a soft body. They want to see a hard body.
Yeah. So what? One girl that I had like a short, as basically just a one night stand. Cause I only saw her one time. Here in like when I first got here to Vegas, she works at should I say where she works? Fuck her.
Nah.
I was about to do it. You're like, nah, don't do
leave
it.
Leave it alone.
So she works at one of the more popular day clubs here.
Okay, people can figure it out. They got in Vegas then.
Well, that's up to them. But she was telling me that like you have to they make you like not make you but like one of like the tryout things to work there is you have to like walk around in like a bikini and like I think you have to like jump rope or I don't know, she was telling me some wild shit that you have to like, I mean, do.
It sounds like a casting couch thing.
Yeah, it sounded a little sketch.
Yeah, you gotta blow this guy real quick just to see if you
could walk around and serve drinks.
I mean, it's a prerequisite. Very formal.
Have you been to any day clubs here?
Nah, man. It's not my cup of tea now. Like, I'm just not into that type of... I mean, honestly, I don't even like swimming in public pools, but I do a little bit more because my daughter. Like, I go to, like, what's that thing called? The water park just for her, but it's not really something I really like to do. But, nah. And plus, I'm not even, like, what am I going to do there? Like, I'm not out there looking for anything. Married for, like... almost 20 years now.
Yeah, and you're old now. And the thing is that pissed me off about you, I told you this last night, is that you're one of those fucking secret birthday people. It's like it's your birthday, but you don't fucking tell anybody.
Why? When you get past a certain age, like no one cares. I feel like no one cares.
But you don't just want to be, you know, you don't like the occasional like happy birthday, you know?
Nah, not really. I like doing it for people. I like being there.
Like your birthday passed, and I didn't even fucking know.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's on your Facebook either. So I didn't get the Facebook thing.
I think it is. I don't know. I actually don't know if it's on my Facebook.
Nah,
that's a sad part. I don't even know. I don't even know if it's on my Facebook. That's sad. I don't fuck with it, but it's cool. You know, 38 now. Fuck, I am telling you, I feel like the age is coming in because when I was on leave for a while and I grew out my beard, and like you, I can see it's coming in pretty prevalent with you. I got like some grays, coming in. I can see you got a couple of grays.
Yeah,
it feels old. Like
the fact that you can see that from across the table too is like,
all right.
I kind of like it though. I kind of like a little sophistication salt and pepper there. You know,
a little sophistication with your tips, your very tips, blonde.
Yeah, so yeah. I gotta get. I have like just one, like it's like right here.
Right now he looks like XXXTentacion.
Yeah, well he had the half and half, didn't he?
No, but when he first started, he had like a little faded half, like just. If you saw him when he first came out, very first came out.
Yeah, I've never even listened to him.
Really?
Yeah. Who's I'm not you? Really. I'm not. I've never. I'm not big on like because he's. Well, he probably was started out as a SoundCloud rapper, right?
Yeah. I believe so. I know he was like. I was put him as emo rap, and that's why I call it emo rap. Like Kid Cudi started it, but then they took it to another level. Had that sad boy song. Like they barely rap that they can, but they mostly sing it. It's just sad boy music.
Kind of like, would you put Juice WRLD in that category?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know you're talking about that.
Yeah. I'd put him definitely in that category. I don't know. I like it, but.
Yeah. I've never really been into like all like the little this, little that. Like,
you like emo.
So I mean, I'm not saying I would. I wouldn't. I haven't listened to enough to like know that like I don't like it or not like it.
Okay. You know? I get it. Don't get me wrong. A lot of my friends, my my age friends. I'm not going to put my age out there.
You already said your age.
Did I?
Yeah, you said you're 38.
A lot of
and
people,
and I'm leaving it in there. I'm not taking it out.
A lot of people my age, they all get on me because I listen to the new rappers, the mumble rappers, the emo rappers, and they're like, "Why you listen to that garbage?" I'm like, "It's good." Like, I don't know, just grow with time. It's like you don't go and watch the same old sitcoms, you know? Like no one's still watching Roseanne from back in the day. You're watching new modern day shows.
Yeah. So I mean, there's probably still people out there fucking watching.
Okay.
Oh shit. I like to go back and watch like watch old shit. If I have like a movie that like pops in my head and I'm like, yo, that movie was fire. Like
movies are a little different. I think movies are different than a TV show. But I get what you're saying with movies. I was just telling my brother the other day because we were talking about a podcast and he was like, we should watch The Goonies. And I fucking like,
that's a perfect example because I recently just watched that movie.
I think that movie's garbage. Even then, I thought it was garbage.
Okay.
I fucking hate that movie. I don't know why. I do not like it.
Why?
It's just not entertaining. I cannot explain.
I'm in awe right now.
Yeah. It's one of the things that people get on me. Goonies, you don't like Goonies?
I think it's one of those movies that you have to go back and watch to like really respect it because like that movie is 100% classic, but also if it's one of those movies that you have to go back and watch as an adult to be like this movie's like this movie is like first of all it's fire,
you know.
Second of all, it's a classic.
You know a movie I did watch and I know I'm
also let me cut you off, but like the soundtrack or not really a sound, that movie didn't really have a soundtrack. I don't think movies really had soundtracks back then.
Nah, it wasn't like epic, like it wasn't like it is now. Like you never listen to a movie like, man, that movie was bang. I want to get. You never went and downloaded the soundtrack or went and got the CD for the movie.
But the fucking Cyndi Lauper, because she had Girls Just Want to Have Fun, right?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
But then she also had like a Goonies song. Girls, I mean, if I can find that shit.
That's all they really want. Sorry.
She also had like a Goonies like
song. No, find song. It real quick. Why I explain to you real quick. So there was a movie I watched with my daughter just to throw it on. And, man, I know I fucking talk about my fucking weird life. But I watched Little Rascals. And I thought it was okay when I was a kid. But I was like, yeah. But then I watched it as an adult. I thought it was so cute. It was just the way that it was going about. I was like, this is the cutest fucking movie ever. Like,
so you like Little Rascals, but you think the Goonies are trash.
I don't.
Something's wrong with you.
It was
I found it. It was this one. The song was so fire, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Feel it.
Now I'm going to get flagged, so.
Oh.
Nah, I'm just playing. Can you play music on podcasts? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can. Actually, that's the thing. New thing with Anchor. If it's on Spotify, you can play it on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I've been out of game for a few months, so.
Yeah, you know. Fucking. I was like, oh, so you could sample some shit.
Nah, speaking of being out of the game, so like I've already filled you in on most of this stuff. I was off of the fucking the apps and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And when I went to Denver, I re-downloaded it just for like Richie was like, yo, like just fucking like download this shit, like maybe like it was like see what happens, you know? And I was like, all right, you know, I'll take, because Richie's never steered me.
I know what you're talking about, but. Just in case, you might want to elaborate what you're talking about.
I'm getting into it. The apps?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like Tinder and like Bumble and shit, right?
And Grindr.
Not Grindr.
No, don't.
See, look. That's what fucking Trump does. She fucking has to make everything gay.
It's okay, man. It's okay. It's okay to be gay.
But no, nah, so I re-downloaded, you know, Tinder and Bumble. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it just for this weekend. And then
see where it goes.
Yeah, I was like, then you know, just and then when I get back, I'm definitely fucking gonna like delete it again because like this is a huge waste of fucking time.
Is it?
Dude, it's literally a waste of time.
You're gonna.
It's literally a waste of like screen time. It's a waste of.
How many times have you gotten handshakes from it?
I mean, when I first moved here, it was like decent, but like over the years, it's just been like.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it gets you a meeting at least twice a year, then how much of a waste of time? I mean, I guess you could do that yourself by going out to bars and stuff, but are you going out to bars and wasting money and stuff like that, or going out to clubs?
So, nah, it's a waste of time because, like, dude, I don't know what it is about. In my experience, it's been mostly a waste of time. Like, I mean, like I've gotten like plenty of like hookups and stuff. Like since I very first downloaded like these apps or whatever, I've definitely had like my fair share of like hookups and stuff
with the fellas.
Not with the ladies. But like I'm talking about like overall.
You put so much time and effort into it, and then you like you get nothing from it, and it's kind of fleeting.
I think over the years it's just kind of like been like just
you know what to, you know who says that 30-year-olds, you're getting old, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
but also like you would think that like since we've been in the pandemic, I think that's what like. Dating has kind of like
fallen
back on is like meeting people like through like these dating apps and stuff.
Yeah, I mean you this fucking. By the way, are you ready for this thing to be done with like completely? Like I know you get to work from telework and do that, but like when you trade teleworking and are the pandemic?
I don't really care honestly. Like I mean I want the pandemic to be over. But I don't really like care. There's not much stuff that happens now that I'm that it's that's super inconvenient.
I don't know.
Just like, wearing a mask.
No, I'm talking about that is true. I'm talking about like, hey, I know people are dying, so I'm not trying to be insensitive. But I'm thinking about like, I haven't been to the movies in 2 years.
But you can still go to a movie.
I know now you can't. You went to a movie?
Yeah, I saw Venom.
Dang, you didn't invite it? You didn't invite it, bro?
Well, I went with, old girl. At 10 o'clock at night, by the way, which is a very...
I could have third-wheeled that.
Yeah.
Well. Nah, fucking around. 10 o'clock at night? What? Why would that be weird? Did she have school the next day?
Yeah, and I had work the next day.
Was it like a Tuesday?
It's just like it was a Thursday... It was a weekday. It was a fucking weekday, and it was just or it was a Wednesday. I don't know.
I mean,
regardless, it was a fucking work day. Like you know,
if it was a Tuesday, then that's a little different because you got to be at work Thursday. I mean, if you got to be at work at 7, then because we got PT, which I think I did have PT.
I don't know. I don't remember. But either way, I had to fuck. Because you think about it, the movie starts at 10, and then yeah,
you're getting out past midnight, yeah. More likely.
And then I got
to drive and then go home. And then by the time you're all said and done, you're laying in bed at 1.
Yeah. And I saw it near where you live.
So, ooh, yeah. Down there.
So then I had to fucking drive 30 ooh. Minutes back up to where I live.
We live nowhere near each other, by the way.
Yeah. But.
Nah, I mean, do you get a good night hug?
Nah, I just saw the movie and just
fucked up. Yeah. Not even a hug? Not even a hug? Damn.
I mean, I got a hug. Like, an actual, like...
A real hug?
A real hug.
All right. Thanks for the movie. It was very nice. Do you go Dutch? Are you paid? Dutch was where you split the bill.
No, I think she got him because... So she was like a huge like Tom Hardy fan, so that's why she was like, "I'm gonna get." She's like, "What time is like?"
See, that's your problem. You give her that little fantasy, like she's looking at Tom Hardy for 2 hours, you know, getting her, you know, her hormones up, and then you come in there like, "Well, Tom Hardy's not here, but my cock is." So,
I mean, I didn't really. I wanted to see the movie, but like, I wasn't like, I could have waited till the weekend to see.
Venom.
To see Venom. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to see Venom at 10 o'clock on a fucking whatever.
Or on a work night. On a school night.
I mean, yeah, it's whatever, but.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
Ah, dang. Okay, I want to watch it. But still, my point is with the pandemic, like it's just so much other stuff. Like, I just want the world to be open. I know I know everyone wants the world to be open, but just fuck. It seems like it's, and I mean, like I said, I don't want to fucking shun because I know people died from it or whatever, but fuck, it feels like it's forever in a day. It just feels shitty, like, now. I know everyone feels that way.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure everybody feels that way too, but also, like, it's weird that that there's people that are so, like, anti this and anti that.
Yeah.
Like, anti mask people. Like, dude, just wear the fucking mask.
No. I've
honestly, dude, the mask is not a big fucking deal.
The mask is a big deal, but fucking, I'm gonna wear my mask. I'm gonna wear my mask. Like, it's a big deal because it's fucking annoying, but I'm gonna wear it because I know for a fact that, hey, this could help not get someone else sick or some other little kid sick. And like,
I'm saying it's not.
Oh, Zuko, you making your debut appearance on the podcast?
This is his fucking debut.
Oh, Zuko, you want to come on? No, Zuko. Sorry. Yeah, he's about to start barking.
Oh my god.
You want to pause this?
Yeah, he's got to fucking ruin everything. All right. Sorry about that. I had to throw my puppy off the bat. No, I'm kidding.
No. It's people. I get what you're saying, where people don't want to wear, like, why it's such a big deal where people, like, you're hinting my freedoms or I can't breathe. Like, it's not that bad. I agree, but I am sick and tired of masks. But at the same time, I'm going to wear it just because I feel like it's for the better good for everyone else. Like if I could stop something.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's not a big deal, as in, like, it's not a big deal to wear it. Like, I understand, like, the purpose of it. I'm saying, like, people who are like, I don't want to wear a mask. I'm like, you just put it on, and then once you're done doing whatever the fuck you're doing, take it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's gotten kind of wild out here.
The only time I feel like wearing a mask, to me, like, the only time I think wearing a mask is annoying is when I have to wear it for, like, mad long.
Like an airplane ride?
Yeah, it
sucks on an airplane.
That's annoying, yeah.
Like, the last time I was on the plane, I actually, and I don't even think it was, like, better, but I felt like it was better, but I had the mask on. I was, like, tired because at the airport and everything, I'm, like, wearing it, and as soon as I got on the plane, I threw my hoodie over my face backwards. So I got my hood in my face, like my whole jacket's in my face, got my jacket hood on backwards, and I pulled a mask down. I was like, and then I was breathing. I was like, honestly, the hood is hitting my jacket's hitting my face just as much as the mask is. So is this really better?
Dude, airlines, they're serious as fuck about that mask, dude. Like, they'll come around and be like, put your fucking mask on. Like,
put your fucking mask on.
Dude, like, I had to take my mask off with, like, one of the flights I took this summer. I legit had to take my mask off for, like, a little while because it was fucking wild. So I was flying into Denver, and I never get, like, air sick. I never get, like, car sick. I'm not one of those fucking people who, like,
what, you trying to talk shit about me? I get motion sick bad.
That's so weird to me. The concept of being like
sick from movement.
Yeah, that's foreign to me.
I used to get car sick really, really bad when I was a kid, and I got better at it, which I don't get car sick in cars anymore, but I still get sick on airplanes every now and then, But I used to get sick on elevators. I remember when I was air traffic control, I rode an elevator for 3 hours one day because I got tired of walking up the stairs just to get rid of my motion sick on the elevator. And boats.
See, I don't understand.
I don't fuck
that.
With boats.
Because I've driven in the car before. People who are like, oh, I'm getting like whatever. Like,
motion sick.
Yeah, and I'm like, from what? All we're doing is driving.
Yeah, your brain has a balance. All right. What's that thing called? The water in your ears, whatever it's called. I forget what it is. Pretty much it's in balance and it's relating to your brain that you're doing your sideways when your eyes are still looking straight. So it's like throwing it off both ways.
It's fucking weird. But
I don't know if I said that correctly. Like, I'm not a scientist, so don't fucking come at me.
It did happen to me. I did get air sick. Is that the correct term?
Motion sick. It's just motion sick all the way, but you got sick on an airplane.
Yeah, so, and for like the first time ever in my entire life. So I'm flying into Denver, right? And I slept for like most of the flight. And I think it wasn't far or it wasn't
that long of a flight.
It wasn't that long before we landed. So like this happened maybe like 30 minutes before we landed. Mm. So I guess we were right outside of Denver, right? So I guess it was like the altitude while we were you know, getting the altitude or whatever. Anyways, I fucking wake up from like being asleep, and all of a sudden, dude, I'm like, I'm sweating my ass off. I'm dizzy as fuck, nauseous as shit, and I'm literally fighting for my life not to throw up on this flight.
Why did you just get the vomit back?
Because I didn't want to, because I was just thinking, like, yo, like, if I had to take my mask off because it was, like, the heat, it was just making me hotter, you know?
I get what you're saying. You want to be cool as fuck as possible just to get rid of it.
And I think I was wearing a hoodie because, like, because you know when, like, you fly, like, from, Vegas to, like, somewhere colder, you're like,
You want something to just keep you warm on the plane. Because sometimes the plane be fucking icy cold. Dude,
super fucking icy chilly fucking Arctic temperatures.
Like, it feels like a hospital cold. Like, fuck.
Like doctor's office cold. You know, like you walk in a doctor's office and it's, like, negative 19 degrees.
You know why they keep it that cold? They say germs are less likely to produce. And that temperature.
I thought that was the opposite. I thought the heat kills the germs.
Heat does kill germs, but but you can't fucking have it to the point where it's too hot for humans to be in. But
well, either way, I had to take my mask off. But like, I was literally fighting. I tell you, I was fighting tooth and nail to not throw up on this flight. Because I was, dude, if I throw up on this flight, I'm never gonna recover from that. You know, like
you're gonna think you're gonna call yourself out. Like
it's gonna cause a mate. And one time I almost threw in the towel, just fucking like, it was just like, all right, this is gonna happen. I'm just gonna puke right here on this flight. And the person next to me is gonna be like, this guy's insane. I'm pretty sure like the woman who was like across, because I at this point I kept like,
you're moving around,
I'm moving switching around, yeah,
you're trying, you know, to get the most comfortable you could be and not feel dizzy and cool all at the same time, but it's impossible. Exactly. It feels impossible.
I kept like putting my head back, putting my head down, like moving, shifting. And she was like, "Oh, is this guy gonna fucking like, what's going on?" I probably look mad suspicious.
Yeah.
And but then it finally, I mean, just
you worked. Already look suspicious. You're a blackie, so
yeah. No. It's like, yo, this color guy's over here fucking moving around way too much.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah.
Do you like that term, color? I hate that.
It's very, I think it's...
But I get it a little bit more now I'm older, because it's like generalized all people that are...
I feel color. Like for what... it's bad because for... Here he goes again. Here he goes. Here he fucking goes.
Okay, hold on. All right, we're back again.
This is going to be like so choppy, by the way.
two things. I get motion sick so bad, like I go on cruises. I took the pill, I took the patch in the side, I did the bracelet. I still fucking puke, like sometimes. This one time I was fucking on this little boat, and it was a party boat, and it was like everyone was having fun, free drinks. I could not even do it. Like, I remember I fucking,
stop.
All right, we're back again. Anyway, as I was saying,
it's like the ninth time.
Yeah. I was on a party boat, and I started puking on the party boat. And then I remember the waves were really choppy. And at one point they bring us to this edge, and then we could sit there and do whatever we want. And that's where people are supposed to go and do their little experience that they have. Like we had like parasailing. So I swim to the shore at this fucking, like I fucking busted my face on a rock. I didn't give a fuck, but I had to get on land real quick. I swam like I was dying. And then they called me back and they're like, oh, we caught you too early. So I swam back to the shore, fucking just to get some more. And then finally my thing came up. I fucking felt so sick. As soon as we started parasailing, me and my wife, they let us go and we started like floating. My wife was like, it's so beautiful. I'm sitting there.
Wait, you were throwing up like in midair?
Yes. I was thrown up in midair, like landed all go.
Like people who get like motion sick to me, you ever had like that one kid in the class who was allergic to like peanuts or some shit?
My daughter.
See, it's now I know, because now I know it fucking runs the family.
Yeah. And yeah, she gets motion sick like me. You don't know how many times she has puked on me coming off a plane.
Oh, I know what you asked me before. It was the color thing.
Oh, yeah. So let me go back to the color thing.
The continuity on this episode is going to be
all over the place. I think NAACP, whatever they're doing, but like the National Association for Color, like just that sounds so sounds so 1960 racist. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like, why are you calling yourself colored? Like,
that's why I don't think the word like colored is like bad. I think it's bad for what it has meant. That's why it's bad.
Like, know? It feels like let me put it this way. If a white person's like, hey, you know, the colored folks over there.
I'm like, not good.
I'm like, are you serious?
A little racist.
But then they're like, well, it's a Mexican guy over there. It's a Honduras guy. It's an Asian guy over there. Like, okay, so I guess you don't know what they're all colored, I guess.
Yeah, it's like you're not wrong. But little tone deaf there, little racist there. But also, like, I feel like, I don't know, I'll say it sometimes as a joke, but I don't say it like, I don't say it.
No, I say it all the time.
I can say it though, so
I say it all the time as a joke. Like, I say, oh, you darn colors. Yeah, and I say, I go to someone at work like, you colors.
Yeah,
and
they're
like,
fucking color people.
I think it's fucking funny, but at the end of the day, I don't like it. I hate that word.
But there's also like people out there that like they still like old people. I'm always like skeptical about like running into like old people because like, you know, like, they still got like
people born in 1940.
They still got that racist bone. You know,
like it doesn't matter if you're white, black, Asian. Like you guys were racist all then. Like, yeah.
Have you ever run into like? Wait, let me ask you this. So growing up, did you ever have? Any girlfriends or girls that you were like messing around with whose like parents were like Kevin?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. 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 A lot of times. A lot of times. What was even more bad is my wife is half white, half Mexican, but she looks white.
Yeah, she does look white. I would never guess that she was like half Mexican.
See her dad or talk to her grandpa. You're like, okay, what happened? Her mom just wiped all that shit out. Her whiteness took over. But my grandpa's like, oh, you messing with this white girl. I'm like, why, grandpa? Like you taught me not to see color, right? Like, does it make a difference what she is?
Yeah.
It's fucking. And now my daughter, I'm watching the show with her. Have you heard of Blackish?
Yeah, it's on like one of the
it's just a show, yeah. But it's talking about like, you know, it goes by like, I guess in the sense it's black propaganda, but I like the show, whatever. But the other day she's like, Dad, are we white or black? I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's like a typical Lola question to ask too. I can see her asking that question.
Like right now she's like, I'm Mexican. I'm like, yeah, you are Mexican, but you're only quarter Mexican. Like, no, I'm Mexican. I'm like, no, what do you think I am?
Wait, she was saying she was Mexican?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think I am?
Not Mexican.
I'm like, I'm a part of this. I'll make up 50% of this bad boy.
I'm still kind of like skeptical, not like skeptical, but like basically what I'm saying is like, if I ever do get like serious with a lady, I'm still like, what are her parents? Especially if she's white.
Well, that's weird because you grew up in a mixed house,
and that's why I'm like that, and that's why I've had my feet on like both sides of the line, like my entire life.
I mean, you,
but I also, but that's what I'm saying. I know how it is because I've had in the past. It'll be like, oh, like my parents are like kind of like, not my parents hate black people, but they're like oh, like. You know what I'm talking about. They're like, oh, like Sally's dating a Sally's bringing home Jerome. You know, like that type of shit. You know.
Wait, is one of your sisters dating a minority? Oh, you did say that. One of your brother-in-law, he's black, isn't he?
No, I don't have any black brother. Oh, well, I do, but my sister's black.
What? Which? Fuck it. That was your, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, man, your situation is all over the place. Yeah. By the way, don't ever ask him to explain his family dynamics.
The thing is, the one time we asked all that stuff, you were asking all the questions that it wasn't like a clear answer. Like, there's like clear questions, like, oh, like, how many like sisters do you have on like your, like this side, that side? You were asking like mad questions that like, I was like, it's complicated, you know?
I'm just going to throw out there, Ms. Tragasaur and Ms. Cooper, we need you both on this podcast. You know,
call them out.
Yeah, yeah. We need both of y'all on this podcast. A lot of questions to ask.
But it always, like, for me though, it's been like, if I wasn't dating like a white girl, it was like, it was like going outside the box day, you know, I'd always get shit for like,
like, are you going shit. Outside the box?
Huh?
Are you going outside the box?
I mean, I don't have a preference. Yeah, I don't have a preference.
No, I don't knock people to have a preference. That like, I have people like, I don't like black girls. I don't like Asian girls. I don't like this. I'm like, okay, cool. And then other people are like, yo, that's racist. I'm like, no, they have a preference. They choose not to like, they don't like certain things. Like, it's like onions. The way I look at it is like food. I don't like onions. So you can't give me onions. Like, oh, well, try it this way. No, I don't like onions. Like, let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
So same thing. I mean, people have the preference. I don't think it's racist when people are like, yeah. Oh, I don't like black girls.
I don't have like a preference as far as like, only show me this. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I like girls, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm not a preference type of guy. Like, it's like, hey, if you look good, you look good, no matter what you are.
Right.
Nah.
Speaking of, bad segue, but let's take a second for this ad.
Man, that was a great commercial right there.
Yeah, time for a commercial break. But no, like I always growing up, if I was like, oh yeah, like I'm talking like so and so, like my parents always like bust my balls for like, if she wasn't white, which is like, honestly for me, like growing up as a teenager, it was like a rare occasion that I wasn't talking to a white girl.
So you talk to more Susans than why is that? I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of a black man right now.
Yeah, you could just put together.
Oh my goodness! Why am I drawing a blank?
Shaquanda. Sharkeesha.
Why can I not think of a black? Oh shit! I can't think of any.
Wow,
Ronisha. Okay, there we go. I dated Ronisha. That's the reason why. Yeah.
But like now, like definitely in high school, there was, I don't think, yeah, I mean, I grew up in like, I went to a white school. So like, I really didn't have any opportunities
to
diversify. Like I dated my ex-girlfriend's black, and that was the first black girl who I was in an actual like relationship with.
You know what? I'm going to ask you the question I asked you the other day. Do your siblings ever try you with anything? Rachel?
Wait, what?
Your siblings ever try you with anything, Rachel?
Oh, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Rachel, and I was like, no. What the fuck is Rachel?
No, like, did it like when you fucking sitting there fucking fighting with them and you arguing, you like, did it like.
It's like my white siblings?
Yeah. Look here, cool. You don't even part of family.
Nah, they never did. They were like, I guess because we were so young. That, like, at that point, it was just, like, normal. Not that I'm saying that they would do that, but, like,
it's good. Like, you know, people have good hearts, so.
Yeah. Some good people out there.
Do you ever try them? Like, look here, white boy. You're like,
what? Nah, but, like, there was this one time that, like, this is one of, like, my favorite stories that, like, from me being a kid. Is that, I have a sister who's a year older than me on my white side, right? So that means that, like. She was always a grade higher than me. So like we went to like same schools and all that other bullshit, right? But so one time I was in class, right? And I was with my buddy Drew. And we were flipping through the yearbook, and we got to like my sister's grade, and we were like going through the pictures and shit. And I was like, yeah, that's my sister right there. And he was like, no, it's not. And I was like, I swear to God, it's my sister. And he was like, no, it's not. And then like I sat there and I was like, I could either. This is when I was. So this is what, seventh grade.
You knew you were black then.
So like I was kind of like I guess at this point I wasn't like 100% like comfortable with like the whole like
adoption thing. I mean, at that time you knew you was black, but you was like trying to figure out your identity of a person.
Yeah. So then I remember taking a second and I was like, I could either sit here.
And argue with him
and be like, yo, I have a white sister, or I could just be like, nah, yeah, it's crazy, right? So I threw the towel in and I was like, nah, I'm just kidding.
And then how do you back out of
that? Yeah, and then he goes, that's crazy that you guys have the same last name though.
Trachosaur.
And I was like,
last name is so uncommon that what are the odds of fucking someone in the same school having your, that you got to be related to him?
That's fucking, yeah, it was fucking awesome. I was just like, I'll never forget that because he was just like, oh, it's crazy. And I was like, yeah, it is, isn't it?
You got to be related to him.
And then like, so like even before that, like when I was in, you ever heard of American Education Week?
No.
I don't think this is still a thing.
Oh, they do it at my daughter's school.
Where
they,
you can like go in and like observe like the kids, like observe. So like.
No. I've heard of that. I've never been a part of it.
Well, yeah. Like, so American Education Week for me growing up was like, you could, your parents come in to watch you.
Oh, fucking learn. You told me this story and you had to do something and there was, you know, there was asking, I'll let you tell the story, but yeah, I remember.
I only ever told a story on the show before.
It was fucking hilarious. Fucking awesome. You fucking dickhead.
Well, this was when I was like, I was mad young. I was elementary school, you know. So
yeah,
like,
you was like third grade, right? Or fourth?
Second or third.
Like,
and so I fucking I'm in, you know, like, so my I don't know if my mom and dad were there, it was just my mom, but like they were sitting in the back of the class and so like I was sitting next to one of my best friends at the time. His name was Jeff, and he was like, "Yo, Dante, where are your parents at?" Because he was like, "Yes, my mom, it's my dad." And he was like, "Dante, where are your parents at?" And I literally looked behind me, looked my mom dead in the eye, turned back around, and I was like, "They're not here."
Fucking bro,
because I didn't want him to be like, oh wait, you have like white parents, like I didn't want to go down that whole like fucking like
you're
thing,
dead,
you know?
To me. I'm sorry. Yo, fucking, how would you feel if your mom did that shit to you? Like, which one is yours? Oh, the one in the
smart kid, the smart white kid in the front of class.
Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. Wow, that's weird. Cause that's my kid. Oh no, I'm talking about the one behind that one. The Asian one? Yeah, just go with it.
But then as you know, as fucking as I got older, I was just like, it's not a big fucking deal. So
no, it shouldn't be. But you know, fucking is weird. I remember when I was growing up in kids, the half of black kids, that was like, there was one kid, it was fucking, I grew up in all black school for junior elementary and most of junior high. But I remember we had this one half black, half white kid, and it would be fucking like brutal because the kids be like, "Oh, look at this white boy." I was like, and even then I was like, "Well, he's half, he's mixed, so like, is he truly a white?" Like, but we shunned him. And I fucking never liked that. It never sat right with me. But kids are fucking dumb.
Yo, kids are fucking mean too.
Kids are fucking
mad,
dickheads.
Fucking mean.
I'm worried about my daughter. Because she's got that light skin. I'm glad she don't go to a black school. I'm fucking not even going to fucking trip. Because I know how
black people...
I know how black people treat light-skinned people. They treat them like they're fucking... They shit on them. They're like... trust me. I fucking
really?
Seen it. Yeah, they shit on them. They're like, "Oh, you think you're better than us." Fucking... I was like... My cousin, his daughter tried to commit suicide because girls kept bullying her because she was light-skinned. She was half white, half black. And she was 13. Fucking... I was like, that's fucked.
See, I've never thought that way before. I think that like the fact that I was raised by a white, like in a white family,
more tolerant of everyone.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck about like race or anything. I don't have I know that there are stereotypes, but I don't have any like stereotypes.
I don't have any animosity.
I'll laugh at stereotypes.
Yeah, I don't have any animosity towards anyone's one race.
Yeah, you could be like, you know, I guess. Raised in this as only, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, rather than only knowing this one thing your entire life, I got kind of like
diversity of
black
of
kid
life.
Growing up in the white suburbs. So I'm like, you know, I got a little bit of like both fucking shit, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you get both worlds.
But also, what I was gonna say is that like it's funny when you tell me stories about your daughter, and I'm like, that can't be your, like when you're like, "Oh, she wasn't doing her homework or something like that," I'm like, there's no way, because every time I see her, she's always like just mad, like sweet and just like super like happy and stuff. And that's funny you say, like, it's funny that like I think it goes along the lines of like you don't know half the shit because you don't live with this person or you don't like whatever.
No, you're right. And the thing, you know what, I would say this, I'm really bad when it comes to other people's kids. There's a girl that we work with. She brings her kids up. They're running around having fun. And I'm like, cool, have fun. Let's tear up something. Let's fucking eat candy. Let's fucking joke around. And then my daughter wants to do something. I'm like, no, you sit the fuck down. I'm just that way. When it comes to other people's kids, I'm like, I'm cool. Like, people are like, oh, man, you'll be a great dad. I'm like, don't ask my daughter that shit because she thinks I'm fucking strict. I know she thinks I'm strict.
And it's funny because, like, I have, like, I don't have any kids, but, like, I have a 7-month-old puppy. And it's like when I take him for walks and stuff and like or like post pictures and people like just have like nothing like I'm not saying like Zuko's a bad dog because he's not. He's just a puppy. He does puppy stuff like interrupt me when I'm clearly in production. But like people be like, oh, he's so sweet. He's so blah. I'm like, yo, he's a menace.
Nah, Zuko is a good dog.
Yeah, nah, he is. He is. But I'm just saying like they only see him at his best. I see him at his best and his worst. So I'm like, pump the brakes a little bit. He's not a fucking angel, you know? Like he does bad puppy stuff, you know? And like that's another thing too, is like, yo, I feel like some people probably think I like hate my dog sometimes. Cause like
no,
you come over and all I'm doing is like yelling at him. I'm not yelling at him.
People talk shit about their things that they love the most. You like because you want to pit him down like a little bit, like, I don't want you to get a big head.
Yeah.
And it's weird because Zuko, he's a dog. He doesn't fucking have a big head, but like, you're like, yeah.
Because like you come over and all I'm doing is just like being like, don't do this, don't do that, like whatever, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but when he's not here, I mean, it's kind of the same when you're not here, but like it's just worse when other people come around because then he's like, he just goes fucking nuts. So I'm like, whenever somebody else comes around, me and Zuko, all we're doing is trying to like fucking get him to stop like fucking freaking out, you know. And I'm like, yo, you're so annoying, like sit down, like get the fuck, like shut the fuck up, you know. And I'm like, yeah, it's not even like that, but like right now it's like that, you know.
No, I get that.
And that's what I'm saying. I think it's like the same way with like when you have like kids and stuff. It's like people are always like, oh my god, your daughter's so well behaved. And it's like, yo, like you last night she was fucking. She probably had like a temper tantrum and like,
yeah, shit like that. Yeah. There's times I get in her ass and I'm like, and I think about it like, I think I see other bad kids and I'm like, you know what? I really don't have nothing to complain about. I'm complaining about the little minute shit, and maybe I shouldn't complain about it so much. Maybe I should be nicer about it, like let it go. But yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not going to.
What? How old is she? How old is she now?
6.
Your birthdays are like super close, right? Or no?
Nah, she's in the summer. She's close.
She just had a birthday, right?
Yeah, she just turned 6. So, Yeah, it's fucking. It's. I hope you get to enjoy it one day. Maybe you might meet a lady. Wait, I can't. I want to do it like lady. Oh, my voice is off.
Yeah, it's
my.
Work on it, you know. Work on it. Now you got some homework. I feel like kids are like way more like worked than puppies, though.
They are.
What do you think would be easier? Have because you've now that you have a kid and you've seen what like you've seen what I the shit I got to do with having a puppy.
No, I know what a puppy is. I think it's one of the things where when people say puppies are difficult and trying, they are, but kids. Let me put it this way. If you leave your dog at the house for 12 hours, you might get some poop. The dog's not going to die. No one's going to come arrest you. But if you leave your kid in the house for 12 hours, you might not have that kid for too long. That's the way I look at it. I'm like, so therefore, all the rules and regulations and stuff like that, it's a lot different like of dealing with them. And right now, I'm dealing with my daughter asking fucking mad questions, dumb, like the most outrageous questions. Like, hey dad, how many dogs are in the world? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Why would I know? Who knows that?
See, stuff like that like annoys you, yeah. But to somebody else, if like she asked me that, I'd be like, that's so cute, you know.
No, she's constantly asking shit like that, and I know I shouldn't get mad at it, but like I get mad at like she'll do this shit where we'll read book and then she'll ask me to read another book. And another book. And then next thing you know, it's an hour later. I'm like, I have told her, like, no, Lola, I'm not reading no more fucking books. And I cuss and everything. Like, I'm fucking done. We're done. I'm not reading another fucking book. And someone on this podcast probably like, That's rude. Why are you cussing at your daughter? Because it's fucking annoying to read fucking 19 books in an hour, like just constantly. Like I got other shit I got to do.
No, I cuss my dog all the time, and sometimes you got to rule the iron fist.
Yeah,
you got to just be like put that shit down. You know?
She does this shit now where she's like my phone or my wife's phone would ring and she'll wake us up and like your phone is ringing. I'm like it's not that fucking like it's not even a call. It's a fucking text or notification. She's like your phone is vibrating. Here it is. I was like,
what's the most mad you've ever got at your daughter for? Like what's number one? The time when you were just like, I swear to fucking God.
I probably whipped her. But I don't even whip
no,
her.
No, like, what did she do? Like,
I think she was throwing a tantrum because she didn't want to leave her friend's house and they start crying and saying life's not fair. I was like, fuck it. Life's not fucking fair. Deal with that shit. Like, you fucking think you have, like, you think everything is supposed to be around you. Stop being selfish. You're being a brat. And I know she didn't get it. She was like 4. I'm like, why am I getting?
Wait, so, that's number one. Like in the past 6 years, that she's
she was on it.
I guess I had to have been there.
Yeah, and like, I was like, fucking, like you, and she's like sitting there, crying, and I'm like, I didn't even spank her at the time. I'm like, but she has got on me because she's like, that's not fair. You hurt my feelings. I was like, fuck you. I didn't say fuck you to her that
you're
time.
Thinking it.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, like. You know what I do for you? Like, I give you so much shit and you don't appreciate shit.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing I would say that I hate about kids. Every parent wants to do better, wants the kids to have a better life than they did. But in that essence, their kids become spoiled or expect or don't appreciate anything. And I will tell you this, as a parent, and I know there's other people probably listening, you fucking hate that they don't appreciate shit, and it makes you even more mad. But you want them to have nice shit, but you want them to understand. I didn't get this shit when I was a kid. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't go anywhere. I went to my cousin's house in Georgia one summer, and that was it. Most time it was staying in Gary, staying with my cousins or hanging out. This little fucking girl been to Disneyland, Disney World, Universal. Fucking, she's about to go to fucking Hawaii. I'm like, she has a passport because we were about to take her out of the country. I'm like, you fucking have had. She's been snowboarding a couple of times.
Dude, like, I didn't get a passport until I was like
fucking.
Until I was like 20, like.
30, I was 27.
24.
27? 24. Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Your life is fucking amazing. I would have fucking loved it. But then again, if I would have had that, I would have appreciated shit. So. Yeah. I think it's one of the things that every parent, you're going to tell Zuko, like, Zuko, look at all this nice shit you have. I give you all this toys. I give you all this. And then Zuko, like, yeah, but I don't want that shit right now. Yeah. Dude, what the fuck do you want?
Dude, that's one thing about, like, it's like a weird, like, curse or some shit with his dog, right? Like, so whenever, like, he does something, like, super good, or if I teach him something new or like something like that, or I give him like a toy, or say he has a really good fucking day, right? Any since I've had him, any time that's happened when I'm like, yo, like I go to bed, I'm like, yo, he's crushing it, right? Next, like within 12 hours, he'll do something that's like that just pisses me off, and I'm like,
why did I do this?
Yeah,
for you?
Why did I fuck? Yeah, like yo, you were doing so good, and now you just like no like pee in the house, you know what I'm saying? Like. He's like 99.9%. Every like once in a while, he'll like have an accident. Like the other day, I was playing with him in here, and he just ran over to like the front. He ran over to the door and just like peed on that little mat.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you haven't gone to the bathroom inside in like mad long. But I was like, yo, I think that day I taught him something new, and I got him some toys or some shit, and then he goes and pees on the. I was like, yo, it's always like one step forward, two steps back. You know?
Let's wrap this whole fucking thing up. All these toys going back. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to the shelter, dropping it off. You ain't getting shit.
Right.
Where's a rag? That's what you get.
I thought you tried to fucking bite me the other day.
Oh, did he?
Like legit. Like so, I gave him that bone right there.
Yeah,
the white one. And he's never been like food aggressive, toy, like nothing like that. He's never been like possessive of anything.
That dude is definitely food motivated.
Oh, 100%. He's a little food slut. And so I gave him the fucking bone, right? This big ass bone. And I'm like, he tends to like eat everything, right? like he'll chew and swallow like pieces of like toys. He's not supposed to do that, right? But he'll do that with bones that he can get pieces off of.
Yeah.
That's why I give him that one, because he can't tear that apart. But anyways, so this one he can. So I'm like, I'm keeping an eye on, make sure he's not chewing up and swallowing like.
No, I think he's supposed to be able to swallow that. I think it's supposed to be good for his teeth.
I don't know if he's supposed to be chewing off pieces of that and eating it though.
I think he can. I think that bone he can.
Well, he yes, but he's not. Yeah, he can, but he's not supposed to.
I think he's supposed. I think it's like okay.
Well, either way, I was making sure that he wasn't. You know, everything was going right. So I fucking. I reached down to pick it up. Also, he has this new thing where when he chews his toys, he has to be like touching me.
Yeah,
he has to just be in my personal space 24/7. He's so obsessed with me.
That's literally my daughter right now.
Yeah,
I'm like, so fucking annoying. Get off me.
So I reached down to pick the bone up. Right out of nowhere, dude, he fucking snaps at me. Like he didn't get a clean bite, but I moved my hand like in time. But I felt his teeth on my thumb. Like he legit was like, "Yo, like you're reaching for my shit right now."
Yo.
And I'm chewing on it. And when I tell you, I yanked him up so quick, smacked him, and put that bone up. I was like, "Hell fucking no, dude."
Yo, Zuko's trying you. He's
trying to be a little alpha boy, but yeah,
he's the alpha in this fucking. Like,
dude, you're a 20-pound miniature golden doodle. Stop.
Yo, he's the alpha. Yo, that man. You know what? Zuko's, I look at it as like if you had a teenage son that grown up, and because every teenage kid gets, you know, you like, you start lifting weights, start seeing your body fill out, you grow a little height, and you look at your dad like, I could take this fucking old man. Yeah. Look at him. He's fucking rusty. Look at his back hurts all the time. Fucking talking about his knees. Look at that, this motherfucker. Fucking making noises when he get up the couch.
That shit will never fucking happen. I'll tell you that much. He'll never be a fucking. He'll never even sniff alpha.
He's just going real young. Usually, I mean, you try to 17, which would be like 2 years for dogs. Yo, he's trying real young. He's 7 months. He's already trying to fucking let you know. You ever tried that with your dad?
Nah. Well, like I was always like athletic and stuff. Like I'm like I was always quick growing up. So like I could. It was already like. I was always faster than I could always kind of like
you,
run my way out of an ass whooping.
No, not ass whooping. You try balled up like no man, I'm not doing that. Fuck that shit.
If I did that, I got my ass whooped though. So
by him,
both my mom and dad. Yeah,
I don't know why. Just
my dad would always do this one thing. Now I think about it, it was funny as shit. If like you know when you're a kid, you just say smart stuff. Like you just retort with like smart stuff.
Uh huh. Yeah, so you like fucking get slapped in the mouth.
Yeah, like quick too. My dad always just one thing where like if I said something smart to him, he would like he would knock me on the head. Like he would just be like,
get you one.
Which is now I'm looking back, that's funny as fuck. Because like you never really like you either like slap somebody or you like yank them up, but to just like knock him on the head just like that is fucking hilarious. He said to me and my sister.
I don't know why. I thought in my eyes I picture your dad as being the nice, calm, quiet guy. He's very reserved. But don't fuck with him.
Yeah, he usually
he'll let a lot of shit slide.
Yeah. That was usually the case. Because he's just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about like anything, you know? But if I was like really like on some shit, he'd be like, nah, like you're not gonna be doing that shit, you know. My mom was really like that, like the iron.
The enforcer?
The enforcer, yeah. She was the enforcer. And then my dad was more like, all right, like.
So you never ever tried to bowl up on him like, yo, old man. I fucking say I'll be out. I'll be out.
Maybe more when I was like a teenager, but like
that's what I'm talking about. Like, when you're a teenager, that's every kid.
Yeah, when I got kicked out of my house, it wasn't to my dad, it was to my mom. But like when I got kicked out of my house,
that was when
I was like, nah, like what's up? Like it's,
I'm doing my own thing.
I was in my bag, dude. Like, like what happened was, so I got the day I got kicked out of my house, I went through this whole stretch where I was just like, I wasn't doing bad shit as a teenager. I was just partying a lot. You know, I was just like going to like high school parties and stuff.
Breaking into cars.
Yeah, I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't even smoking weed, dude. Like
knocking over old ladies, taking their purse.
Yeah, it could have been much worse, right? But my mom was like, yo, like she wasn't with the whole partying thing, right? So I went through the stretch where she was like, she gave me curfews and shit. She was like, yeah, you gotta be in by 11 or like wherever the fuck. And I was like, oh, fuck that, dude. Like, that's when the parties are starting, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I would just ignore my curfews and I would just come in, like, whenever. So she got fucking tired of it. And then we were having an argument one more. I came downstairs after clearly breaking my curfew and I had to eat to make breakfast. And she was like, yo, like, I forgot about how the conversation exactly went, but it was along the lines of, like, I told you to be at this time, why aren't you at this time? And I was basically like, because I didn't want to be, you know? So then, she was like, I think I was like, I think I said something like, give me a break or something like that. I'll never forget this because it was fuck. I just, first time I ever saw my mom say fuck, right? And I was like, I was like, yo, just give me a break or something like that. And she was like, she got up. I was in the kitchen. She was in the living room. And she gets up and she's like, give me a fucking break. And I was like, yo, my mom just said, fuck, this is crazy. Because she never says fuck. And she's always like, always been like anti, like, you know, foul language.
Give me a fucking break. And she's like, give me a fucking break, Dante. And like, you was like, I think I'm in fucking trouble for real.
Yeah. Dude, she came over. And I was pouring cereal. I was literally like mid cereal pour. Like,
did you pour
cereal,
it over?
Cereal. She fucking Thanos fucking grabbed the bowl and just yanked it, and fucking cereal and milk went everywhere. And she was like, get out. And I was just standing like a dumbass with a box of cereal in my hand. And I was like, all right, I'm fucking leaving. And I just fucking, yeah. Then she was like, and then, yeah. And she cut
I'm going to leave. I'm going to be big. I'm going to make it in Hollywood.
Dude, literally within 30 minutes, I was on the family plan. Within 30 minutes, my phone was cut off. Yeah. Like, I walked up the street to, like, we had this park, this playground.
I'm about to go to my friends. Yeah. Yo, Jake, pick. What the fuck?
Yeah. Why? Dude, literally, by the time I was texting and calling people, like, my friends and stuff, like, when I was walking up to the playground, by the time I got to the playground, my phone was cut off.
And your dad's sitting there with the newspaper. Oh.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. He's rising. Because he was there in the kitchen. He didn't say shit.
He was like, oh, I'm fucking. The fucking Ravens lost again. Fuck.
Yeah, man, look, Kyle Buller sucks another one. Yeah, he didn't say shit the entire time. My mom was like, yo, like, I'm not going to be having this. So, like,
it's amazing how much power women have in the house.
Yeah.
You like I mean, I fucking think it's 50-50, but I like to think it's 50-50 in my house, but there's a lot of shit that I just let go unless it's something really big. And I think lately I've been trying to get the little shit. Kamari would be like, no, move that over there. Let's paint it this color. I'm like, no, I want fucking, I'm like, why the fuck do I give a shit? I don't. I just want to win this one. Like, yeah. I haven't.
Wait, so are you like the enforcer in the house? Or are you just like,
I am definitely an enforcer when it comes to my daughter.
So your wife's more like, she's more laissez-faire?
She's nicer. I realized Juanita, my mom, fucking has influenced the way I raised my daughter a lot. Like, it's not as bad as her, but yeah. Nah, yeah. I'm an enforcer, fuck.
Dude, that makes me think, like, what kind of, like, parent, like, if and when, like, what kind of parent, like, I'm going
to be. Seems like you're going to be the laid-back one. Seems like your wife gonna have to step up, or your girl may have to step up and be like, okay, your dad doesn't give a fuck. All right, I guess I got to fucking tell you not to do this.
But that would suck if, like, she was, like, laissez-faire. Because say I was more, like, chill out, you know?
You are going to be.
What if she was, too, then our kids just, like, do whatever the fuck they want?
Kids fucking knocking over grocery stores. Ah, fucking some people turn out okay. You know what gets me is, so you know how we work with, and I don't know if anyone else has a situation where you're so old and then next you know you have a 19-year-old, 18-year-old at work and you see how lazy, how disrespectful they are, how fucking common sense they don't have, and you like, that is fucking irritating. That will motivate me to make sure I keep my daughter on the straight path. Because I'm like, I don't want you to go to work or work with people and people think you're dumb. I don't want people to think you don't have common sense. I don't want people to think you're rude. I don't want people to, like, I want people to fucking acknowledge that you are good. Like, you have talent and skill set. So that's the reason why I'm trying to get her to fucking understand shit now. Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than down the road, then it's like she's like,
yeah, I don't want to fucking.
She's too far down the fucking river.
Like I said, I fucking work with people. Like, they may be fucking nice kids and whatever, but then they're fucking don't have any common sense. They may be smart at the job, but then they're fucking rude, and I just want to punch them in the fucking forehead. They may like it's like,
dude, there's it's crazy you say that, because there's like I've met a lot of just like dumb people. Not like I work with like directly, but like just being like in this career field. So many people that are just like, how did you, how have you made it this far? You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, ask somebody like, a question and they just give, like, you're like, how?
I deployed with this one kid. I don't know what his parents did, but they did everything. When I asked him to sweep one time, he was like, and he, the way he was sweeping, I was like, have you ever swept before? He's like, no. I was like, that's fucking impossible. You, how old are you? He's like 27. I'm like, how does your house look? Yeah. Like, what is going on with you? Like, you're 27. You never swept before?
Dude, that's kind of how it is with, like, roommates, too. Like, any room, I take it back. I've had one roommate where, like, I would definitely room with him again. Because he's, like, Justin Graham. He's, like, one of my best friends. Shout out to Justin Graham. Come on, show. Oh, we didn't get the
sound. It's plugged in.
Whatever. Yeah. I paused it. That's why. I guess we're not getting it. Anyways, but other than that, I'm just saying that, like, roommates as in, like, so when I was deployed, right?
Yeah.
You would think that, like, dude, you're with grown men. Dude, like, when I walked into this fucking thing, because I was at a different base and I went to the other base.
Oh, right? That's right. You did that swap.
And, dude, the bathroom and, like, the entire dorm room as a whole was just.
Oh, you had awful. The inside?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And you moved across? Dang, yeah. Nice.
Dude, like, I had to, like.
It's fucking trash over there in the air.
I think I actually have a picture of, like, how the toilet looked.
It's just garbage.
Yeah, dude, when I show you this, you're going to be like, this is not real.
I fucking, like, I had that issue where I would clean. I don't even, like, clean out the grown. I don't, like, clean out my fucking family. But, like, hair being clogged in the drain is one of my fucking biggest thing. And I got to get it. I would spend the next hour trying to get the hair out. And fucking there was a couple times where, like, they'll shave. I'm like, I called them. I was like, yo, you too. Who shaved your nuts in the fucking shower? Like, I don't care. But let's clean it up. And let's make sure the drain could unclog. Like, I get it. You're trying to do manscape. I don't know why you're trying to manscape. Who the fuck you fucking out here?
It just
nobody wants you to.
Yeah, it just comes down to, like, yo, clean up after yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you notice something that's dirty, fucking clean it. Like, I remember I would have roommates when I was in Texas at Goodfellow. Like, I had, like, my roommate, and it would be, like, clearly, like, expired. Like, he would leave food in there or, like, drinks in there, clearly expired, and he would just leave them in there. Or, like, there would be, like, the toilet, The toilet roll would be, like, the toilet paper roll would be, like, clearly out. He wouldn't change it.
So it's that's just, where you got that sign from. You must have got that when you was in Texas.
The I sign bought it your after.
Bathroom. Oh, because.
But look at this. It's making me fucking throw up.
Yeah. Fucking clean that shit up. Like, just, you know what? Fucking just clean it up. Like.
And it just makes you think. It's like, yo, we see the same thing.
Yeah.
You see the shit in the toilet. You see the dirt on the fucking shower. When I got there, dude, I was so disgusted that, like. I was like, I'm going to clean this because I don't like to live in filth. I'm not cleaning this for you guys, right? So I didn't tell them that. But I bought gloves and bleach, and I was like, when they were both sleeping, I was in there fucking cleaning the bathroom. And I was like, I don't give a fuck if you wake up from this. I don't give a shit if you fucking don't like the smell of bleach. I'm cleaning this whole fucking bathroom. And one of them actually came up to me at work and was like, yo, thanks for cleaning the bathroom. I'll try to be better at it. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I got thanks. But also, you guys are fucking. If I never fucking moved into,
like that.
Yeah, because it was two of them. If I was like, if I never fucking moved into this room, this bathroom would have never not been clean.
All right, so you dealing with that with only two people.
Pisses me off.
The last deployment, it was you know how you gotta go shit outside in the Cadillacs, you know, the fucking outside bathrooms. I had that one, and there was not a fucking single day where I did not have to go through five, maybe six stalls sometimes. Just to find something that's somewhat clean. There was shit on the fucking floor at one point. I was like, how do you shit on the floor, my guy? Like,
and then leave it there.
Like, what are you doing? Were you running to the... I seen shit blasted on the back of the fucking thing all the at the top. Like, past the toilet bowl at the fucking wall. I was like, what? Like, are you having explosive shit that bad as soon as you fucking let your cheeks hit the air? It's fucking just go.
Yeah, but it's crazy because it's like, yo, like, somebody did that, they're just like, I'm going to leave it here. Like, that's so fucking, like, that's like some caveman
but
shit.
I know why they would leave it there, because they didn't have to clean it because we had, you know, OCNs clean it. I'm like, but these guys, they don't fucking want to clean your shit like that. Like, I know they're getting paid, but fuck. Like, let's have some. I did that. OCN. I did that. Fuck, you don't know how many girls leave tampons in the shower.
See,
a lot.
I couldn't do that.
Like, I was like, man,
I'm not
sorry.
Cleaning. I'm not cleaning public. I'm not cleaning any, like, bathroom that's not mine. I'm not fucking cleaning that shit.
I felt bad for those kids. I was like, man, I'm sorry, man. You got to clean this. But I remember some reason, for every time I deployed, we always have a fucking problem with people shitting in the shower. Not in my shower, because I had it indoor the first time. But like, when I had the community, we got fucking talked to a couple of times. Like, someone shit in the shower. And then this was a kicker, was someone was shitting in the washer. I was like,
that's insane.
How are you shitting in the washer? Like, what?
I heard about that too. Yeah, like when I got
the think about the what's that fucking thing? The mindset, the spectics, the spectics of it. You have to literally go in there at a time where no one's in there and hope no one walks in on you. 24 hours, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you sitting on top of the shower with your pants, the washer with your pants down, just to take a shit in it. Like,
that's why when people told me that, I was like, how do you have time for that?
Or do you have a bag of shit and you're walking to it as you walk down the public area where people could walk through? Like, hey, what's in the bag? Oh, just shit. I'm about to go put it in the washer. The optics. Like, it's fucking impossible.
Dude, people are fucking goddamn fucking savage. Animals, dude.
Savage. But
anyways, I think we can
wrap
this up. It could be back, you know? It's like, this unscripted is like riding a bike, you know?
It was a little rough at the beginning.
Yeah, that's because my fucking puppy makes everything fucking 10 times harder. He really does, dude. Like, I would literally run in front of an 18-wheeler truck for this puppy.
You're dead. You know that, right?
That analogy was a little extreme. You get the point, though. You know, I can see
the mid-sized sedan.
But, like, yo, he really does, like, make the most, like, simple things just, like, mad fucking difficult.
If you would have said, I don't know, a Honda Civic, I could maybe see
a mid-sized sedan. Yeah, I think I reached a little bit too high on that metaphor right there.
Like, you love him, but jeez.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm just like, dude, come on, you just work. I'll be telling him at night too, because like when he sleeps in my bed now, because he's big enough to jump up there.
You'd be giving him words to apparitions.
I'll be trying to just give him like words, like, yo, you know what, like, take these words to bed, you know, like,
I love you, but I need you to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man, you gotta work with me sometimes, you know.
You're my baby.
Like, the simplest stuff, dude, he has to fucking make difficult.
Let me grab your belly, Zuko. Just go to sleep. Man. But be better tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be better.
When you wake up, we're gonna have a good day.
No peeing in the house. Come on. No barking for 5 hours.
Yeah. Don't be annoying. All right, so let's do a little bit of this or that. So I got three for you. You got two or three for me?
I got two or three for you.
All right. Let me do my three first, then give me yours. Ooh. All right, pen or pencil?
Pen, all day.
Yeah, I
fucking hate writing in pencil. I don't even like draw. I draw a little bit, and I will draw in pencil, but I fucking most of the time draw in pen.
I don't even remember the last time I touched a pencil.
Yeah, so. I fucking throw them. Like, I remember I was in a meeting one time, someone gave me a pencil. They're like, I don't have no right. Someone gave me a pencil, I was like, I'd rather not fucking use. I'd rather fucking just.
And every time I see somebody writing with a pencil, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I haven't touched a pencil since like high school.
Almost. They're like, well, you got to make a mistake. You can erase it. I'm like, just scribble that shit out like a fucking adult.
Yeah, scribble it out like a fucking adult. You know, scratch that shit out. Coke or Pepsi?
Neither. I fucking hate fucking colas. Pops. I'm sorry. I couldn't choose one. Root beer. But if I had to choose one, Pepsi, it has a more of a Christmas taste. Coke tastes like old people. It's for old people.
I'm going to go for Coke because I feel like, I mean, Pepsi's, I got fired from Pepsi once. That's a story for another day. But Pepsi just tastes like soda. It's like soda trying to be like candy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the sharpness of it. The fucking, the hip feel of it.
I like the burn of Coke. You know, I think
Coke feels old, Pepsi feels more hip. But, you know, like, that's weird to think of a drink that way. But if you think about it, yes, Coke feels older and Pepsi feels more hip. Sorry about that. I've been trying to stop that all day.
Toilet paper or wipes?
I would like wipes more, but I am conscious of the ecosystem. And I told that wipes fuck up the drainage, even if they said they could flush well. But it does feel good to have that wet butthole.
So what do you
It feels clean. Like Like, if I didn't have to worry about, you know, the ecosystem and stuff, you know, then I'd go with wipes. But, you know, wipes are a little more expensive, too.
So you're choosing toilet paper.
Fucking, I use toilet paper. I'm disgusting. I know. People are like, your asshole's dirty. I wipe 7 times.
I guarantee you, if you were to do that, if you were to, like, take a shit and then, like, wipe, and then, like, you go back 3 hours later.
And wipe again. With, I've heard of
her. You have a situation.
Yeah, yeah, no. My underwear comes out pretty fucking clean. I do the laundry at home, so I fucking never look at my underwear like, oh, my gosh, Kevin. What the fuck happened there?
Well, you might want to start using the wipes. Because I use both. I'll go in there. I'll send in the TP first, and then I'll send it some of the cleanup crew with the wipes.
Quick story: I just came from my friend's house when I went home, I was chilling at his house, and this motherfucker had one ply so thin, like the littlest moisture. Would have fucking ripped through it. Like, I had to roll it up fucking 8-6 times around my fucking...
Yeah, it's like the toilet paper that you find in, like a movie theater or something.
No, it was fucking worse. It was the fucking thinnest shit. Like, the shit we have at work is three times thicker than that one. Like, the shit we have at work, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, this gross. Is in your house.
Being a cheap ass.
I was like, yo, sometimes it's okay to fucking spend a little money. He makes like $120 a year.
Yeah, he's... Do better.
$120 a year. This is toilet paper you bring it home.
It says a lot about what type of like toilet paper, like what type of like sanitary products you got like in your. Because I've had people be like, "Yo, I'm so glad you have like soft toilet paper in here." But like, if you don't have soft toilet paper, you gotta at least have wipes.
Oh, fucking!
Because I have like I would say I have medium grade toilet paper now, but I have a stack of wipes on deck.
I mean, there are wipes in my bathroom. Just so I don't like the fucking fact that I might clog up my drains and then fuck up everything else. My thing is for you, desert island. You can only watch movies or TV shows for the rest of your life.
Probably shows.
Shows, because, not movies.
Shows because I can. It's continuous.
Yeah, but movies are fucking more epic.
I'm going shows because I can get new shit. Rather than like movies, I just have to watch the same shit. Like,
but it's any movie that ever been out. You can never watch the show again.
I'm sick of the shows.
Yeah. Okay.
That was easy. That was a layup.
Really? Yeah. Oh, fucking. I don't know which one I would choose. I think I might choose shows too. Yeah. All right. If you have one genre of music to listen to for the rest of your life, this is a layup for you. One genre: pop, country, rock, emo, alternative.
Rap. I'd probably go with the alternative, like, you know, like rock, emo, alternative.
No, you can only choose one of them.
Well, it's all like in a one. So I guess I'll go with alternative.
I'll go with pop. Pop has such a wide genre.
Pop, that's a good choice.
Yeah, such a wide genre. Yeah, I'll go with pop. Even though I like rap more, but I'll just do pop because sometimes that could fall in that category. But if I want to not be a dickhead, then I say rap. But dang, I've never gonna listen to
good. Pop's a good. I'm kind of second guessing now.
I never get to listen to good Charlotte again. Such a skewed band to fucking say.
I'm sticking with it. Pop's.
By the way, second though. Thank you for listening to Say Anything. I thought I was the only person that liked them.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite bands of all time.
All
time.
I need to listen to them again.
What's your third one?
My third one was, if you had to give up a sense, what sense would it be?
Good question. And I would probably have to go with smell.
Smell? Technically, that's good. That's your taste buds going.
But if I can taste and still smell.
You can't taste.
Wait, so I'm getting this.
It smells a twofer. Same thing with
bullshit.
Taste.
So if I choose taste, it means I can't smell either?
Yeah, that's a twofer. Because it's such a one that people would choose, but they're so interconnected that those are twofer. Sorry. You can still hear. You can still feel. Would you rather keep all of them and you give up the use of your legs?
Yeah, I'd probably do that and just like just be a wheelchair.
What?
Be a wheelchair boy.
I will give up taste and smell any day of the week. Don't get me wrong, it sucks, but I need to hear, I need to feel, because then my like, what's the point of me masturbating? What's the point of me fucking? My dick doesn't work. I mean, my dick does work, but I just don't know what the fuck it's doing. Like that'll be a boring fucking. Like that's when sex would be boring. You know, have you heard of that thing where like even the shittiest sex is still good? It's sex because it's good because you. Yeah, that would work. Like,
that's a tough question. I guess I'll go with getting rid of taste and smell. Thanks. Sundays just changed forever.
Yeah, fucking, you could drink anything though. Shots, of fucking,
still get drunk.
Yeah, so you.
Oh yeah, you could just well. Yeah.
Well, you go still feel the burn and the sickness, but you just won't have the taste.
Yeah, I'll go with taste and smell.
Yeah, fucking.
Worst one's worse. Anyways, you can find me on social media at Dante_410. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at @unscriptedofficial. I think that's pretty much it. I feel like I always have more to say on the
You
on
say the you should ask other people where they can find them at.
But I know that you only have Facebook.
So. No.
Why don't you just fucking make an Instagram?
Fucking because I'm not gonna be on it.
But you're on Facebook. It's like it's
I'm not on than- Facebook. I'm not. Facebook, the only reason I have it is for Messenger. Only reason. Because people numbers change, but Messenger, I can message you.
Grow up.
What? my podcast is out now. It's called Never Go Back. You can find it on wherever you find podcasts. Same thing where you find this podcast. Listen, give it a taste. Give it a taste.
Give it a little taste. Give it a little taste.
I'm
Daddy.
Still. It's still a little work in progress.
Anyways, I will see you next week with another new episode. Maybe, or I'll just take another 4 months off.
No.
Nah, I'll be back next week with another new episode.
See you.